top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, February 20th, in the headlines. UWP political leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine highlighted Dr. Kenneth Darrow's recent arrest for illegal gun accessory import and widespread issues of unlicensed firearms and unresolved threats on the island.
Right on cue.
Antigua's Prime Minister Gaston Brown claims Liat 1975 Limited shareholders have agreed to sell at least three planes to Liat 2020, signaling the start of the new inter-regional airlines operation.
News as it happens.
And more than 1,600 trainee doctors in South Korea's major hospitals staged a walkout protesting a government plan to admit 3,000 more students to medical schools from 2025. Details coming up next.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on Q.
Political leader of the United Workers' Party, Dr. Thompson Fontaine, addressed gun violence in Dominica following Dr. Darrow's arrest and fined for illegally importing gun accessories. Dr. Fontaine highlighted the widespread presence of unlicensed firearms, noting the unsolved case of firearm theft from a police station. He underscored that the United Workers' Party's concern about the issue and called on the government to take decisive action, including enhancing penalties for firearm-related offenses.
Considering national security, the recent arrest and subsequent fining of Dr. Darrow for the illegal importation of gun accessories into Dominica should remind us all of the number of unlicensed firearms in Dominica. It also draws attention to the yet unsolved theft of police firearms from St. Joseph Police Station. The United Workers Party therefore calls on the government of Dominica to do more to curb gun violence on the island, impose severe penalties on those breaking the law, and generally improve on the security and well-being of its citizens. More should also be done to curb the importation of illegal arms through the air and seaports, and generally extend greater efforts to stem the flow of these weapons into Dominica. More generally, we continue to be concerned with the tremendous burden under which our legal system operates. Cases are dragged through with endless delays. Persons are held on remand for unconscionable long periods without trial, and the courts are understaffed and under-resourced.
Dr. Fontaine voiced the United Workers' Party's apprehension over ongoing political meddling in the operations of the police force and the judiciary. He cited the ongoing prosecution of opposition members as a clear example of such interference.
Of serious concern is the continuing political interference in the work of the police and the court system. This is highlighted in the continued political prosecution of senior members of our party, to include former political leader Honorable Lennox Linton, former Prime Minister Ellison James, former MP Hector John, Dr. Sam Christian, and Brian Linton. The fact that the former Prime Minister Ellison James was made to spend several minutes in a holding cell must be denounced in the strongest possible terms. My own experience at the hands of this government and our judicial system has been nothing but pure hell. Me, like the others mentioned before, have been dragged through the court system on trumped incitement charges, going back to a legal rally that we held on 7 February 2017. I was unceremoniously arrested at the airport upon arrival into the country, was forced to spend 4 days and 3 nights in a rat-infested and unhygienic jail cell. My travel documents were taken away from me, and I had to report to a police station twice a week like a common criminal. In addition, I had just been subjected to the 10th adjournment of my case, resulting in the expense of tens of thousands of dollars and a huge waste of time and effort. I, like others, have been punished, even when not found guilty, in any court of law, and for simply standing up for and on the behalf of the people of Dominica.
And that was Dr. Thompson Fontaine, leader of the United Workers' Party. Former Prime Minister Edison James emphasized the enduring advocacy of the United Workers' Party as a champion for the Dominican people, despite attempts to suppress its voice. He underscored the critical role of the party as the voice for the voiceless, underlining that without its presence, there would be no advocate for those without representation. James urged the people of Dominica to unite behind the United Workers' Party in its upcoming gathering on the 25th of February and rally in support of amplifying the voices of those who cannot speak for themselves.
We are speaking for you now. When you sit and you allow them to silence us, when they come for you, there'll be nobody to speak for you. So speak with us now. Speak with us now. So I join with Mr. Linton. This is not a fight of Edison James. This is not a fight of Lennox Linton or Pastor Jack or whatever. It's a fight of all Dominicans. That's right. It's not a fight against Kerrit, no. It's not a fight against the Labour Party. It is a fight for us, for the people. And that fight will be... will be fruitful as we plant the seed on Sunday. Come there. Just be there. And you have to say anything. Just be there in your numbers to show how you feel about what's going on in this country. So I will continue to be available. People are saying they're surprised I'm 80, but I've always been given my age. When I was 77, I was telling you I'm 77, so you can't count then. I'm not, once I have breath, I will fight for the people of this country. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Mr. James asserted that his commitment to advancing the welfare of the people is not influenced by external pressures, but rather stems from his unwavering dedication to delivering a clear message, even in the face of attempts to silence him.
So, I don't think it's the personal... to Edison James. Right. It's what Edison James represents. I represent the voice, and that is... bringing a clear message. I represent an actor who is opening eyes, and they do not want voices heard. They do not want eyes opened. So I am being targeted in that regard. But I just warn that when they go past me and they go past those that they're persecuting now, you will be the ones that will be exposed, and they will come for you.
That's right.
Because I just read a quote there, and I said, an evil leader is prepared to see the house burnt down so that he can rule over the ashes. Do not let our house be burned down.
And that was former Prime Minister Edison James. During the 17th meeting of the Working Group on Amendments to the International Health Regulations held earlier this month, World Health Organization member states engaged in ongoing discussions regarding proposals to amend the International Health Regulations. The importance of their work for future global security was underscored throughout the discussions. Dr. Michael Ryan, Executive Director of WHO Health Emergencies Program, highlighted the significance of the working group's efforts, stating that the working group will define the next 10 years of global surveillance and of collective security when it comes to health emergencies and particular high impact epidemics. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95de.com. Discover Dominica Authority has officially welcomed Miss Adina Rivera as its new destination marketing manager effective February 14, 2024. Hailing from Collioure and known for her strong advocacy for sustainable tourism development, Ms. Rivera is expected to bring a wealth of experience and a steadfast dedication to advancing Dominica's tourism sector. In a statement, Ms. Rivera shared her aspirations for her new position, expressing her eagerness to foster positive and collaborative relationships with all stakeholders in the island's tourism community.
One of my greatest passions is seizing opportunities to create sustainable livelihoods via sustainable tourism efforts. I'm excited to work with the DDA team and the Ministry of Tourism to retarget dwindling markets and target new niche markets to drive international and regional traffic to Dominica.
Ms. Adina M. Rivera, new destination marketing manager to Discover Dominica Authority. Pastor Randy Rodney, host of the Kingdom Connection program, has shed light on a concerning cultural phenomenon prevalent in Dominica. According to him, there exists a disparity in how individuals are treated by authorities, where some seem to evade repercussions for their actions while others face strict penalties. This discrepancy becomes even more pronounced, he added, when certain individuals are punished for actions that some perceived as being illegal, while others seemingly escaped scrutiny for similar behaviors.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the Commonwealth of Dominica, we seem to have a malaise of some people can get away with some stuff and others will not. In fact, it gets worse when others or some are penalized and punished for things that in the eyes of many people are not negligible or not even illegal, and others get away scot-free. And every one of you in our audience today, I'm sure, will know at least one case of that happening in the Commonwealth of Dominica. Now, as people who believe in Bible and believe in the fact that we must live in an equitable, fair society, we also believe that selective justice serves no justice at all. If it's selective, then it's no justice. In fact, what it does is that it sponsors injustice. Mm-hmm. Because what it does is that it gives some people the inalienable right to do what they want, even if they do it against the rule of law, and others are not even able to cough in the public. Literally that.
Pastor Rodney elaborated that the practice of selective justice not only undermines the effectiveness of the legal system, but also hampers the functioning of a democratic society.
Selective justice impairs the efficiency of all kinds of justice, criminal justice and whatever you want to look at it. So really and truly, it paralyzes a democratic state. And we are in a place in the lovely Commonwealth of Dominica when it appears that we are being paralyzed in that regard.
Pastor Randy Rodney, host of the Kingdom Connection program. In other news, a recent development, Antigua's Prime Minister Gaston Brown disclosed that governments holding shares in the now defunct Liat 1975 Limited have agreed to sell a minimum of 3 aircrafts to Liat 2020. Facilitating the launch of the inter-regional airline. Brown emphasized the significance of this decision, noting that it would aid in the smooth transition of the new airline, which is being established in collaboration with Airpeace, a Nigerian private carrier established in 2013. He estimated that the new airline would commence operations within 60 to 90 days. Brown further revealed that all heads of shareholding nations had recently endorsed the sale of their aircraft to Antigua and Barbuda. The administrator, Cleveland Seaforth, is reportedly seeking a court hearing to finalize the arrangement with the approval of the Caribbean Development Bank. Regarding the financial aspects, Brown indicated that the acquisition of the aircraft would cost a total of US$12.1 million, with an additional estimated expenditure of at least $8 million to ensure their full operational readiness. Late last year, Brown's administration expressed willingness to invest between $15 to $20 million in the new venture. Brown reiterated Antigua and Barbuda's opposition to the collapse of Liat 1974 Limited, which occurred after Barbados and St. Vincent and the Grenadines opted for such action in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And over 1,600 trainee doctors in South Korea's prominent hospitals took part in a walkout on Tuesday to oppose a government proposal aimed at increasing admissions to medical schools. Concerns have been raised regarding potential disruptions to surgical procedures and patient care as a result of this protest. The government is seeking to raise medical school admissions by 2,000 starting from 2025 academic year, which is much higher than the current annual intake of around 3,000 students.
More than 1,600 trainee doctors in South Korea's major hospitals staged a walkout on Tuesday. They're protesting a government plan to admit more students to medical schools, which they argue could lead to unnecessary medical procedures and undermine the finances of the National Health Insurance Plan. Representatives for the doctors held an emergency meeting in the capital, Seoul, to discuss what to do next, though their agenda so far is unclear. On Tuesday, health officials confirmed that nearly half of the country's 13,000 doctors and interns at large hospitals had handed in resignations, and around a quarter of them had left their workplaces. The second vice health minister said there had already been 34 cases where the walkout had affected medical procedures, including 25 cancellations. Currently, around 3,000 people are admitted to medical school every year in South Korea. However, the plan the trainees are protesting would boost admissions by 2,000 starting in the 2025 academic year, eventually hitting 10,000 more in a decade's time. South Korea had only 2.6 doctors per 1,000 people in 2022, far below average for countries in the OECD. It sparked worry over an acute shortage of doctors for pediatrics, emergency units, and clinics outside the Greater Seoul area. A recent Gallup Korea poll showed over three-quarters of South Koreans back the plan for more medical students. Meanwhile, Tuesday's walkout has presented a real threat of delays to surgical operations and patient treatment. The prime minister pleaded with doctors to not, quote, hold the lives and health of the people hostage, and ordered emergency measures including more telemedicine, more operations at public hospitals, and opening up military clinics.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. UWP political leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine highlighted Dr. Kenneth Daru's recent arrest for illegal gun accessory import and widespread issues of unlicensed firearms and unresolved thefts on the island. 95DA.com. Antigua's Prime Minister Gaston Brown claims Liat 1975 Limited shareholders have agreed to sell at least three planes to Liat 2020, signaling the start of a new inter-regional airlines operation.
Top of the hour news.
And more than 1,600 trainee doctors in South Korea's major hospitals staged a walkout to protesting a government plan to admit 3,000 more students to medical schools from 2025. I've been your presenter for this involvement.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and